This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Last year, the New South Wales Planning and Assessment Commission, unelected mob, and I tell you what, some of them I wouldn't even feed, and some of them wouldn't get a job if they put their name down. The only reason they get the job is some government instrumentality has given it to them. Well, they refused, at least to their credit, to retrospectively approve a wind farm not far from here, an eyesore, and illegal gold farm, they're called. They wanted to erect 69 wind turbines at locations different from those originally approved by the planning department at Gullen Range. Christina Keneally granted the approval. It's a simple story. And she granted these things. I mean, I wouldn't have, because I think this is a whole nonsense. These wind farms and everything just increase the price of electricity. And if they want to survive on their own, that's fine. But they can only survive if they've got taxpayers' money. So the poor taxpayer's paying twice. He pays these massive subsidies, billions of dollars. It'll be over $100 billion between now and 2020 to these renewable energy people. And then that energy goes into the grid. It's highly expensive and jacks up the price you're paying for your power at home. However, the approval was granted. And the approval on a piece of paper says, well, you can build the wind farms here. They have to be this far apart. And there's a diagrammatical representation of where they're meant to go. Well, they don't care about that. Why don't they care? Because there's no one in the government with the resources to monitor what is happening. So when I then kicked up a stink about all of this, because these poor people at Crookwell, not far from Goulburn, are copping it, one or two people were sent down and they found that they'd built the wind farms in the wrong place. Of course they did. They pleased themselves. So they then went to Planning Assessment Commission and said, oh, well, you know, they're up there now, you know. Can you retrospectively approve them? Planning Assessment Commission said no. Well, what do you think that would mean? That'd mean that you'd put the bulldozers in and knock them down, wouldn't you? 69 wind turbines. Oh, no. No, they continue to spin and we continue to subsidise them. Someone's kidding. So this mob have taken the Planning Assessment Commission to court, arguing it misapplied draft New South Wales planning guidelines for wind farms. Unbelievable, this stuff. Now, Rob Stokes, you're the new planning minister. You should be sending the bulldozers in yesterday. And if that wasn't bad enough, cop this. This outfit now have got the hide to be talking about building a solar farm at the Gullen Range wind farm site. And the proposed solar farm, or they're subsidised too, by you, would include up to 45,000 solar panels and would cover up to 50 hectares on the site, over 100 acres. And the proposal apparently still requires approval from the Upper Lachlanshire Council and the Southern Region Joint Planning Panel. There's always a bureaucracy somewhere. Look, the simple answer to this, Rob Stokes, is no. Which letter in that word don't this mob understand? Foreign-owned, too, I might add. No outfit which brazenly constructs wind turbines in unapproved locations and then, even more brazenly, refuses to turn them off or pull them down, no such outfit should get the go-ahead to build a solar farm or indeed anything else.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.